This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. And so on Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
My life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are more than 1,500 French cheeses? And I'm trying to eat them all and share those fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today is episode number 148. And it's International Women's Day today, the 8th of March. So I wanted to celebrate a group of women that have been possibly the most influential and important, I'd say, people in French cuisine. They have not only created a whole style of cooking for a region, but also dishes that are known around the world. And let's just say that they've trained some of the best French chefs the world has seen. Oh, and also that they've been some of the best French chefs the world has seen. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of that saucisson maybe, and some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, as we talk about the Meurs Lyonnaise. The Meurs Lyonnaise are known as the mothers of French cuisine, and the name itself literally translates to mothers from Lyon. Their reputation for delicious food spread across France, and their influence on French cuisine spread around the world. These women would often use low-priced foods and ingredients, or even raw ingredients that are thrown away, and are responsible for some of the French foods around the world that we know and love today. And they also trained some of the best French chefs we know today. During the period between World War I and World War II, the economic crisis of 1929 saw a huge impact on the household budgets of France. In cities like Lyon, the finest houses had to sack their cooks and staff, and so often these staff were women. They would go on and open their own restaurants, as they had to provide for their families. These women would become known as the Meurs Lyonnaise. But these weren't the first Meurs Lyonnaise. Meurs Guy, some would say, is the first, back in 1759. And then we also have Meurs Brioche. Some of the most recognised and famous Meurs Lyonnaise include Meurs Filot, Meurs Brazier, Meurs Guy, Meurs Lia, Meurs Blanc, known as Elisa Blanc, Meurs Vidette, Meurs Gaston, Meurs Bizelon, and Meurs Brioche. During the 19th century, the Meurs Lyonnaise would hold open tables for the participants of the Tour de France. This would help to promote them and Lyonnaise cuisine to the rest of France. Some of the most famous supporters and diners of the Meurs Lyonnaise included General de Gaulle and former mayor of Lyon and French diplomat Edouard Herriot. Other areas in France have also had Meurs, like the Auvergne in the Massif Central. There was Meurs Gagnevin, Meurs Mézières and Meurs Coutane, who would be known as the Belle Meneur. Back in Lyon, some of the first traffic jams in the city were attributed to the Meurs Lyonnaise. They would open roadside restaurants to feed travellers, and some would be so popular there would be a lineup of vehicles, horses and carts, all waiting to be fed. Many believe that the restaurants set up by the Meurs Lyonnaise and around France led to the concept of the table d'hôte. The table d'hôte are like modern-day B&Bs, but they also offer dinner as well as breakfast.
Annie Lennox
sang with Aretha Franklin the song Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. And in the song, there was the line, "For every great man, there has to be a great woman." Well, for French cuisine, that is certainly the case, with some of the finest male chefs in France, like Paul Bocuse and Georges Blanc, both being trained by some of the meilleurs lyonnaises. Georges Blanc, actually, is the grandson of Meur Blanc. The first woman to receive Michelin stars was some of the meilleurs lyonnaises, and some would hold not just one, but two and three Michelin stars. Not only were they the first to obtain them, but also to retain them for long periods of time. Sadly, for the culinary industry and history, when the last maire to obtain a Michelin star died, there were no female chefs who had obtained three Michelin stars from 1951 until 2008, some 57 years later. The meilleurs lyonnaises would use the ingredients from their local farmers and producers and bring them to their tables. Farms from the Bresse and Charolais region, game and fish from the Dombe, and wines from Beaujolais. Lyonnaise cuisine has been known since the times of antiquity, with Lugdunum, which is Lyon as we know it today, being the capital of the Gauls, and it also was known for its cuisine. Nobility in the Middle Ages would praise Lyonnaise cuisine, and in the Renaissance, Lyonnaise cuisine would be known as the bourgeois cuisine. Very few restaurants have survived the death of their meilleurs lyonnaises. Unlike today, where a chef's name can live on through their restaurants after their death, their names being like brands, there are very few examples where a restaurant would survive after the death of the chef being a meilleur. In fact, many didn't survive if the chef wasn't working in the kitchen even. Exceptions for this is when family members have taken over. Gastronom and writer Maurice Edmond Saliand, who was also known as Granansky, would spend weeks each winter in Lyon and declared in 1934 that Lyon was the capital of gastronomy. He had a theory about haute cuisine and French food that he would often promote. His theory was haute cuisine, that of the great chefs, which, to be clear, is not available to all. Bourgeois cuisine, the triumph of good middle-class women and our cordon bleus, creators of a simple and perfect cuisine. Impromptu cuisine, that of campers, of those who go by foot, which uses whatever is available. Naturally, canned foods have their place here, but French canning perfect. Finally, regional cuisine, which in France achieves the holy alliance of tourism and gastronomy. Some of the most famous dishes in French cuisine have come from the meilleurs lyonnaises. They include the rosette lyonnaise, the saucisson de Lyon, the aigulette, the saucisson brioche, the coq au vin, the gras du blé, the salad lyonnaise, marron glacé, Cuisine de Lyon, gratin, serville de canut, lyonnaise potatoes, sauce lyonnaise, sabordet, table de sapeur, praline rosé, and quenelles. Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, is proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Coming to France? Well, then I really encourage you to get out and explore the French countryside. And a fabulous way to do this is to come and visit me here in the Vienne as part of my Vienne residency cooking experiences. You'll stay in our two-bedroom townhouse, which is situated right in the heart of Montmorillon. You'll be able to walk around our beautiful town and enjoy the restaurants and bars, market on Wednesdays, and local galleries and stores. Plus, we can go out exploring together to nearby towns, historical sites, as well as day trips to Limoges or the chateaus in the Loire. Each residency includes accommodation, a welcome apéro on the day that you arrive, cooking class with me, and so much more. So come and enjoy some Andrew Pryor fabulously hospitality. I can't wait to see you soon. Vienne residencies are available from May to October. So for more information, visit andrewpryorfabulously.com. So who were some of the meilleurs lyonnaises? Well, let's start at the very beginning, because as we all know, that's a very good place to start. Mergui started a guinguette on the banks of the Rhone and specialised in a dish whose main ingredient was eel. Guinguettes are typically riverside pop-ups, so to speak, as we know them today, restaurants or bars that offer food and drink, usually one particular type of dish, along a river or a pond or a lake, and they usually are set up during the spring and summer months. A century later, her granddaughter would also be known as Mergui, and along with her sister would sell their grandmother's famous eel dish in her bouillon. Elisa Blanc, also known as Mer Blanc, was the first woman to obtain a Michelin star in 1929 for her restaurant Village Blanc in Venasse, which is about 64 kilometres from Lyon. Then, in 1933, she would obtain a second Michelin star. Mer Fulot was born in 1865. She worked in the house of a head of an insurance company. After being let go, she'd open her own bistro, or bouchon as they would be known. Here, she would perfect many fabulous dishes, and it would be her chicken dish that she would become most known for. The legend of Mer Fulot says that she would have cut about 500,000 chickens to prepare her famous dish over the years. The building that housed La Belle Epoque, which was Mer Fulot's restaurant, was destroyed in World War II. At Mer Fulot's restaurant, there was a sign at the counter that said, "Those who are used to singing after the meal are asked not to get on the tables." Mer Brazier was born in Bresse in 1895 and worked as a nanny and then for a pasta manufacturer before doing an apprenticeship under Mer Fulot. She would open many restaurants and would train the legendary Paul Bocuse, who some would say is the father of modern French cooking, but possibly one of the most famous chefs from Lyon known around the world. Mer Brazier would become a legend of French cuisine as she became the first woman to simultaneously receive 2 3-star restaurants in the Michelin Guide in 1933. Actually, she was the first person to do this, and it would be in 1998 that Alain Ducasse would achieve the same recognition. In the Charpennes district from 1830 to 1850, Mer Brigousse would achieve success for her restaurant with a specific dish known as Venus Nipples. That's right. Venus Nipples are large breast-shaped dumplings that would be very popular with young people at the time. If they had, say, an Instagram back then I'm sure that Mer Brigousse would have been very Instagram famous for her Venus Nipples. Mer Lia ran the restaurant La Voûte in Lyon. She would be known for her macaroni gratin, as well as her tablier de sapeur, which was a pork schnitzel-like dish served with potatoes. But Mer Lia was also known for her outspokenness, some would say. She would rant, apparently. She went to the Saint-Antoine market once with a cart, and she placed a sign on the cart saying, "Faible femme, mais fort gueule," which translated is, "Be careful, weak women, but strong mouths." Mer Maury would be the first Mer to offer customers at her cafe handmade ravioli in 1885. Ravioli would then become a very popular dish in Lyon. Then there is Mer Bizolon, who became known as the mother of the hairy. She founded a luncheon for soldiers during World War I, after both her husband and son George were both killed at the early stages of World War I. She turned her late husband's shoe shop into a bouchon and would raise money for soldiers and give free lunches to the soldiers even. She became so well known and respected by the soldiers and the community that they would refer to her by her nickname, Mother of the Hairy, Hairy being the soldiers she would be supporting. Mer Bizolon received the Legion of Honour in 1925 and has a street named after her in Lyon. Mer Gaston was born in Nîmes in 1911, but would move to Lyon and would become, some would say, the last Mer Lyonnaise. She received 2 Michelin stars for her restaurant, Beau Rivage, from 1964 to 1988. Mer Brazier is quoted as saying about cooking, not complicated. You have to be well organized, to remember things, and to have a bit of taste. Bonjour, bonsoir, wherever you're listening. Could you please do me and Fabulously Delicious a huge favor and rate or review the podcast wherever you're listening to us? This will really help with getting more listeners, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating and a fabulous review would be really appreciated. Merci beaucoup. That's it for another episode of Season 4 of Fabulously Delicious. Had you heard of the Merlionaise before? What's the most fabulous thing you learned about today's episode? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. We could just have a chat about the Merlionaise if you want. I love talking to people about food and especially French food. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Professional Book Nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!